If you got your Bibles, turn to Psalms chapter 1 is where we'll be this morning with the help of the Lord. Psalms chapter 1. And I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, those that are here today. And I do this once a year. I brought my daddy's Bible this morning to preach out of. My mother gave me that when my daddy went to be with the Lord, and I've cherished that old Bible ever since. And every now and again, I keep it in my study, and I'll pull it out every now and again and look through it. And I'll look through the marks and the places he highlighted, and it'll bring me great joy to think about all the times that my daddy spent with the Word of God and loved God and sought after the Word of God to teach him so he could teach me and my brother and those around him. And I thank God for that. Thank God for a father that loved the Heavenly Father. Amen. But I wanted to read you something that I got it out this morning, and I was trying to get my stuff together, and I was just flipping through it, and it came right open to this passage of Scripture that he marked. Daddy's been gone to be with the Lord since 1994. There's not a day goes by that I don't miss him terribly. I don't think you'll ever get too old to love you, Daddy, and be a daddy's boy. I know I'm not. But it fell open to Proverbs chapter 12. And it says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is rudest. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn." And this is a part that Daddy highlighted. "A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved." And I think he got something out of that. That if we'll trust the Lord and live for God, that our righteousness will not be moved. God will prosper us and bless us in life for that. And it blessed me how that just fell open to that this morning when I was looking through his Bible again. But if you would this morning, would you stand for the reading of God's Word here in Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1, breaking in at the first verse. I'm glad I got my daddy's Bible this morning because it's very large print. I forgot my glasses and I wouldn't be able to see it. But Psalms 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth and the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." But I like the latter part. It's an instruction to the ungodly. "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly shall perish." Let us pray. Father, I thank you today that you've allowed me to stand one more time behind this sacred desk and to brag on your loving name, Lord. Today we honor the memory of the fathers that's went on, Lord, to be with you. We honor the fathers that are here today. But God, most of all, we want to honor you and thank you and wish you a happy Father's Day. Forgiving your Son that we may have this right to be here this morning and lift praises to your name and honor you for all that you do. God, would you speak one more time through these stammering lips, Lord, that your people may hear your word and we'll all grow from it, Lord, and learn something today. We want to tell you that we love you and we praise you for what you're about to do. And we'll give you the honor and the praise for it all. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Today I'm going to be preaching a message on two fathers. Here we see in this chapter, David's writing about the righteous and the wicked man and the difference between the two. So that's why I believe the Lord inspired me with this message to preach about two fathers. There's only two types of fathers. Now, ladies, I'm going to be preaching to these men today, and I need to hear from you, okay? I want to hear amens from you. You should back me today. I'm not going to try to jump on them, but I'm going to give them the Word of God. Can I hear from you, ladies? All right. I want you to be with me today. But the first thing we must know, fathers, a father must be strong. I hope and I believe that our fathers that are here today are strong men. I'm not talking about being physically strong. I'm talking about being spiritually strong. The Bible says, we realize over 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. How can you be a strong father not being the things of the world? That makes us strong before those that we love. He says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, there in verse 1. How can we live our lives and be strong men? We don't run around with the world. We don't become part of the world. This makes us strong in the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I want my steps to be ordered by the Lord. I don't want them to be all ordered by the devil. Amen? I want them to be ordered by the Lord. I want to follow Him. So you need to remember that, man. You need to mark that in your Bible, Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And by that, we can be strong in Him and the power of His might. As godly fathers, we should not hang out with the world. I don't know about you, but I want my witness to be good. I continually talk to my daughter and I tell her, you need to guard your testimony. Guard your witness. How do you do that? You do that from the men and that you hang out with, the places that you go. You want to guard your testimony that you can be a strong man, represented as a strong man before this community, before this church, and before the world, that they will see a strong man in you. Not only do we need to be a strong man, a father must be, number two, an example. I think about my father when he was alive and he lived from day to day. He lived as an example to me. He would talk to me about the things of God and he would instruct me how to live for God. And when I was troubled and didn't know what to do, I could go to Daddy. And it seemed like Daddy always had the answers. I don't know about you, Brother Luke, but I know I could go to my father and I could say, Daddy, I'm struggling here in this part and I need some help in that. And my dad only had like a sixth grade education, but he could take me to the Word of God and show me what thus saith the Word of God. And if he was struggling in any area of giving me an answer, he'd say, son, let me read a little bit. I'll get you an answer. He never did just try to throw something off the top of his head, but he'd get in the Word of God and he would study and he would instruct me by the Word of God. He led me by example. And that's why I am the man that I am today. My dad was a strong man, a man of example. I remember one time him making a phrase and a saying, because I know he heard a preacher say it. We ought to be able to look at our children when they say, how do I walk with God? What am I supposed to do? I need to know how to walk with God. You should be able to look at your children and say, watch my life, and you'll know how to walk with God. Fathers, we should be able to look at our children and say, watch my life. This is how you walk with God. You may say, whew, that's awful strong. I don't know about that. We all don't do things perfect. We're all not perfect in everything we say and do, but we should try to seek the Lord with our whole heart, and we try to follow Him day by day and try to do what He's asked us to do and try to be the example, try to hold our tempers, bring our bodies into subjection. The Bible says to mortify the members of your body. That means to bring them into subjection. Now, I think about when somebody says something to my wife or to my daughter. Now, you want to get on the bad side of me, that's the quickest way to do it. The ugly side of me will come out. Why? Because I'm a father, and I'm a husband, and I'm a protector, and I'm going to protect mine and ours. Amen? That's not proper English, but ours we're going to protect. Amen? That's what they say in Kentucky. We're going to protect ours, you know, and we're going to watch over them. And so somebody crosses the line, we step right up. We're not ashamed. We're not afraid. We're strong men. Well, we're supposed to be children of God. We're not supposed to do that. Don't cross a man of God with his family. You'll get run over every time. I knew a preacher one time, a man come up and said something to his wife. It was really bad. He turned around, punched him right in the mouth. He said, I punched him in the name of Jesus. Ain't nobody talking to my wife that way. And I said, praise the Lord, brother. I backed him 100%. There's sometimes us men and being strong men, we're protectors. We got to step up and be the men that God has called us to be. Why? Because He says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave His life for it. If we truly as men could understand what God is saying in that, man, we would really love our women. We would honor them. We would cherish them. We would treat them like royalty. And we sure wouldn't say, woman, get in there and fix something. I hate to hear a man say that. Hey, woman, there's something really disrespectful about that. Thank you, women. I never heard a thing out of these men. I remember when I was courting and we was talking about getting married and things we didn't like and things we wanted to do for each other. And Ravonda asked me one specific thing. Never asked me to do anything. She says, only one thing I ask you never, never to do. Oh, no. I'm going to get in trouble. She looked around and said, don't ever call me your old lady. And I thought, old lady? We was youngins at this time, but when I got out in the workforce working with men, you know, my old lady this, my old lady that, my ball and chain at the house, and my old lady, you know, and I thought, no, I'm not doing that. I know what my wife said, you know. I was afraid to say it because I was afraid she'd be around the corner somewhere if I said it, you know. But I had respect for her, and as a man of God, I honored what she asked me not to do. Men, if you want to live a happy married life, you'll listen to your wife and try to honor her. Why? Because Christ commands us to honor her. We're to be an example to our wives. They ought to see you walking with God. They ought to see you as a strong man. Now, I love my wife, and she's my companion. She's my help. She's my best friend. There's nothing in my life I don't share with her because she's a woman of God. A woman of integrity. I can trust her. She walks with the Lord, and I praise God for that. And with her walking with God makes me a strong man before Him. It makes me want to walk with God. Women, love your husbands. And it gives the same command as we're commanded by God to love our wives. You can look right down to the next verse, and it's the same commandment for the wives, that you submit to your husband. You're not to submit as a slave, but you're to submit unto your husband. That's to love him as a man of God and honor him and do things for him. And you guys love each other and work together in unity. Can I get an amen this morning? That's what we're supposed to do. So men, if we're going to be a good father, we need to be an example. We will not stand in the way of sinners. We don't need to stand in the way of a sinner. How can you stand in the way of sinners? I don't stand in the way of sinners. It might be what you're saying. I try to let, you know, them do their thing. I don't get in the way. But when we are standing in the way of a sinner is when we're boasting on how good we are and all that we have done, and we're not being the witness that God has called us to be, and we're not preferring them before us. When the sinner man walks in the church, we ought to say, come on in here and take my seat. Sit right here. Have the good seat right here and enjoy yourself. And we should go out of our ways to love these people and show them an example that God loves them. And that way we're not standing in their way. We're making them a way to get to God through our witness. That's being a strong man. That's being the example that God has called you to be. Number three, we don't need to be fearless. We need to be fearless when it comes to standing up for God. So many of us men, we just cower down when it comes to the things of God. Oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. And oh, I don't want to do that. And that's not me. It's out of my comfort zone. God has commanded the man to be the leader of the home. Can I get a witness? We should step up and be the leaders of our homes. We should show our families that we are going to follow Christ and we are going to be the example that He's called us to be. And we're going to lead our children and lead our wives and all those that are around us. We need to be the leaders that God called us to be. That would be His will. And being fearless, the last part of verse 1, He says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now this is where you cannot be feared here. When he's talking about sitting in the seat of the scornful, do you know who the scornful are? Those that are non-believers who the scornful are, like the atheist. Are you scared of atheists? I'm not scared of atheists. You ever notice how an atheist, they'll fight for the right to prove that there is no God? They're constantly going on and going on. I've got to prove there's no God. If I believe that there was no God, I'd just sit down and not say nothing. Why? Because I believe there's no God if I was an atheist. But atheists have to fight for the right to try to prove that they're right, that there is no God. But I'm telling you today, they're fighting for that right because they know deep in their heart there is a God. Nature itself teaches that there is a God. That's what the Word of God says. We can look out in nature and watch how it comes about, and how the flowers bloom and the grass grows and all that happens. And it shows us there's no other way, but there's a being, a supreme being that does that. I can't do that. I can't make a flower grow. I can't make grass grow. I can't make trees breathe. It's because of God. And nature itself teaches us that there's a God. So we're not to sit in the seat of the scornful and be unbelievers and sit with unbelievers and go along with unbelievers. We need to come out from among that and be ye separate men. And when these people step up to you and try to come against you, yes, they may have a lot more things that they can say to you that make you feel small, but you stand on the Word of God. You've been born again. You're a leader in your home. You've got the Spirit of God with you. He'll speak through you when the scorners come. Amen. He says over in Ephesians 6, 10 and 11, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, that's where we get in trouble as men, is we don't put on the whole armor of God. We only want to put on what's comfortable. I don't know if you've ever wore a suit of armor or any kind of suit to protect yourself. It's not comfortable. You got to put all this stuff on to face an enemy. And I'm going to tell you today, the Lord wants us to get a little bit uncomfortable so we can face the enemy. We shouldn't be sitting back on our seats and do nothing, but we need to step up and be willing to fight for the Lord. Amen? And fight for the right and not be scared and afraid and back down. I meet men all the time. They're scared to death to step up. They're scared to death to lead a Sunday school class. They're scared to death to sing a song. They're scared to death to pray. They're scared to death to go to church. They're scared to death to be a witness. They're scared to death to do anything for God. They're afraid somebody will ask them to do something. But I'm telling you, we need to step up. It may be something simple, men. Listen to me. The next family event together, all the families gathering around, and they're getting ready to eat, and they'll say, somebody needs to pray. We need to ask somebody to pray. You ought to raise your hand. I'll pray. Even if you don't feel comfortable in it. Step up and be a leader and lead your family and pray before your family. There's always a first step. I remember when God first saved me, I was so shy, I didn't want to say nothing. And I thought, I need to testify. God's give me a witness in me. I need to say something for the Lord. It was burning in me, building up like a balloon. And I wanted to say something. I'd let the devil cheat me right out of it. Not sitting in a pew just like you guys are. Not sit there the whole time thinking, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it just like this. And this is what I'm exactly going to say. And then I'm going to put it in this certain way, and I'll talk about it. And before I know it, the service was over with. I'd done allowed the devil to cheat me out of my blessing. If you'll open your mouth, men, God will fill it. He will give you what you need. In this day and hour that we're living in, we need men to step up and be leaders. And I wouldn't be right with God if I wasn't here this morning to tell you, men, that we need to be men of God. If you're truly born again, you're a man of God. You're a man that's got the Holy Spirit living within you. You're a representative of the heavenly kingdom. We need to stand up and put our shoulders back and do what God has called us to do. And that's to be the witness that He wants in our lives, men. Amen? And it's hard sometimes. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, I don't want to do it sometimes. Sometimes I am afraid. But I have to put all of that aside. Why? Because God's called me into the front line. He didn't call me into the back. He called me to be on the front lines of this battle. And so we need to be strong men for the Lord. We need to be the example for the Lord. And we need to be fearless for the Lord. Proverbs 3 and 34. Listen to this about the scorner. Surely, He scorneth the scorners, but He giveth us grace unto the lowly. Those that are lowly, those that are a little bit afraid, He gives us grace, and He gives us the courage to step up and be the men God has called us to be. They are two types of men in this walk with God. There's two types of fathers that we are today, and I want to tell you who they are. Psalms 1, he tells us there, blessed is the man. And he goes through talking about the blessings of the man. Blessed is the man that trusteth the Lord. Blessed is the man that loves his family. Blessed is the man that provides for his family. Blessed is the man that loves his wife. Blessed is the man that loves his children. Blessed is the man that loves the Word of God. Blessed is the man that loves the house of God. Blessed is the man that loves God. I believe that this morning. But he goes right on in Malachi chapter 2, and he tells us about the cursed man. Oh yes, there is also another man, and he's called the cursed man. Cursed is the man that don't love the Lord. Cursed is the man that don't love his family. Cursed is the man that don't love his children. Cursed is the man that don't love his wife. Cursed is the man that don't love the Word of God. Cursed is the man that don't love the house of God. Cursed is the man that don't love God. They bring the curses upon them. I don't want that in my life, but I want to be blessed of God. I want my family to be blessed of God. Why? Because my steps are ordered by the Lord. He has ordered every single one of them. And men, I'm telling you, God has ordered your steps. If you have been born again, Brother Steve, He's ordered your steps. All that you do for God is ordered by God if we're following Him. Do I always walk with God? I always walk with Him, but I walk out of His will sometimes. Why? Because the Bible says I get drawn away of my own lust of the flesh and pride of life. There's things I want to do, but God may be saying, go this way. But I might want to go that way. But if we'll go this way, God will make time for that way. But our problem is this day and time, it's a feel-good religion. Do whatever you want to do and put God off as long as you can put Him off. I'm glad Jeremiah said, for me and my house, we're going to serve what? The Lord. We need to seek Him with our whole heart so we can understand as men, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I want to be blessed. I'm not seeking after the counsel of the ungodly. I'm going to seek men that know the Word of God. And I'm going to ask them what I need in my life. And if there's something I need, they can instruct me. Don't you want to be that kind of man today that has followed God that way? I thank God for our men here at the church. I've been blessed by them, and you have blessed my life. Watching you guys walk with the Lord and love the Lord, it has encouraged my life. I'm going to tell you today, when I met Brother Jerry a few months ago, we was down there working, and I met him. As soon as he walked up, I knew he was a man of God. I could feel the presence of God upon him. He didn't have to say a thing to me. It was his witness, his countenance, just told on him who he was. And I know you've experienced the same thing. You meet people and you'll know as soon as you meet them whether they're saved or not. You know, I can talk to a person in about 30 seconds and I can tell you whether they've been reading their Bible or not. I can tell you if they've been praying or not. I can tell you if they've been walking with God or not. Why? Because your speech will betray you of who you actually are. You ain't got to be walking around with Scripture on your voice and you're just quoting Scripture after Scripture after Scripture. That tells me you ain't been in the Word of God. You're just trying to show me a little bit of Scripture that you know. But you can see their heart will come out and it'll show a good man. It'll show a man that's walking with God and honoring God. Are y'all with me this morning? We need to honor God, men. Our families are looking to us for the answers. They're looking to us for leadership and guidance. And it's going to take us walking with God. I want to be a blessed man, not a cursed man today. And the Lord just gave me this simple message. And He told me to tell you men, get in the Word of God. Study the Word of God. And the next time somebody asks you to do something, step right up and say, yes, I'll do it. Why? Because we're leaders. We're men of God. We're men of standard. We need to stand up and say, yes, I'll do that for the Lord. Yes, I'll be the one. I'll stand in the gap. I'll go here. I'll go there. Why? Because I'm the man that God has called me to be. Amen? So I wonder today, I just wanted to challenge you. The Lord told me to challenge you today. I know this ain't a salvation message. It ain't all of that. He told me specifically to challenge the men. So I want to challenge you this week. I want you to step out of your comfort zone. I want you to do something this week you've never done before. Maybe see somebody that you know that's lost without God. Don't go and preach them a sermon, but walk up to them and say, hey, brother. I call everybody brother. That's my problem. I call everybody brother. And I walk up and I say, hey, brother, how you doing today? Oh, I'm doing great. Did you go to church yesterday? No, we didn't go to church yesterday. Well, we go down there to that Vicar's Chapel down there in the valley. Yeah, you know where it's at? No, I don't know. Well, let me give you an address where it's at. I'd love for you to come and be my special guest sometime. Would you do that for me? I don't know. I don't about that church stuff. I tried that church stuff. Oh, really? What happened? Now he's opened up the door for you and start talking to him. And you can be a witness to him. And you can help him. And it'll build a friendship that you've never had before. And he'll consider in his heart, that man really does care for me. That's the steps that God is ordering for these men in this church. Or you may be down to Walmart. I'm not going to ask who goes to Walmart because everybody goes to Walmart. I don't want to, but I do. And you look, and there's people gathered up everywhere talking. You'd be trying to go down an aisle, and there's 30 people in an aisle. You got to go around the other way, you know. There may be somebody in that aisleway that God's been talking to you about and saying you need to be a witness to them. Walk up to them, hey, how you doing today? How's things going? What have you been into? They always ask you, how's the family? We're doing good. We've been going down to Vicar's Chapel. God's been a blessing. I'm telling you, it's been wonderful. Really. And all of a sudden, the doors open up and you can be a witness. Man, I'm trying to show you the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It's His will that we be a witness for Him and to reach out to people. Maybe your children are struggling and they need help and you've not really been there for them. You've really not taken the time. Maybe you don't have prayer with your family like you should. I try every night of my life that we can and that we're able. I try to get my wife together, my daughter together, and we come into the living room, we turn the phones off, we turn the TVs off, we turn everything off, and then we go to prayer with the Lord. And before I go to prayer, I'm sitting there, I'm talking to them. How's their days go? What can we talk about? We try to figure out how to overcome. And I get interested in my family's life, and I try to instruct them in the Word of God how to overcome. And then we take that before the Lord. Men, you may have not done that. I'd encourage you to do that. Ever since my daughter's been that big, we've tried to pray with her, try to talk with her, try to love her, and show her the ways of God. Has it been easy? It's not easy. When I have worked 12 hours, 14 hours and come in, it's not easy to have a time of devotion and prayer and all that. But if I'll do that, God will bless my life. There's times that my daughter's out somewhere on vacation or doing something, and me and my wife's together, and we'll pray together. As soon as you call the house and pray for so-and-so and this, that, and the other, I'll find out where she's at, and we go to prayer immediately. We are praying together. Because if two agree upon one thing asking in His name, He said He'd do it. So I pull her in. I said, let's pray, honey, right now. We've been on the job sites working, sweat running, dirty, filthy, nasty, and just trying to do our job, and the phones are ringing. We need you to pray right now. We'd stop everything and say, we got to pray right now. That's what it takes to be a leader for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be willing to step out of your comfort zone and do what God has called you to do. So today, as every head is bowed, never eye closed.